Hello. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
And are you at least 18 years of age? All right.
What was your last question? I didn't hear that.
Sure. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
My biggest what?
The biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today.
Biggest issue, I would say maybe homeless people.
Homeless people? Okay. And give me just 1 second. What is the most important of pressing global environmental issue, based on your perspective?
Global environmental issue. I guess probably global warming.
Got it. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota at the moment?
Repeat that, please.
Sure. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Minnesota. Trying to think what would be the most important. Maybe the probably climate change causing drought conditions pretty regularly.
Got it. Before we move on, I just want to say thank you very much that you're taking the time to answer the questions. So I really appreciate that. It helps me a lot. So let me continue with the next question. I have here some specific topics. So using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industry? Let's go ahead and start with meaning.
What was the first one?
Meaning.
Mining?
Mining, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
Oh, mining, yeah. I would say their, what am I commenting on? Their performance?
Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
I would say, I might give them fair, I suppose.
Got it. And what about electric utilities?
Electric utilities, I would say good.
Understood. And what about agriculture and farming?
I would say fair.
Fair, got it. And forest products?
Good.
What about refining?
I don't know that we have a great deal of refining here, but would that be as in where they refine oil into different byproducts like gasoline, jet fuel, all that? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would say fair.
Fair, got it. And what about medical manufacturing?
Good.
Good. Understood. Right now we are on the 25% completion of the service, so thank you very much for that, sir. Now, how will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? So for U.S. Forest Services, how will you rate that? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. And what about forest and timber industries?
Fair.
And what about county land department?
County land department?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd say good.
What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
And what about environmental groups?
Good.
Good. All right, now let's move on. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
I would say somewhat important.
Somewhat important, got it. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, understood. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested, or you are not sure about the number?
More.
More? Got it. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the
1970s? I would say more.
More? Got it. Mm-hmm. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I would say yes, there are.
Yeah. Got it. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has in Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I would say no impact.
No impact? All right. Understood. And do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I would say it would probably negatively impact the environment.
Okay. Understood. Right now we are halfway of the service. Thank you so much for that, sir. Now, let me ask you, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I think that would be okay.
Got it. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
On public land?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be, I'd be okay with that.
Got it. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, such dust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I'd be okay with that.
Got it. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use of biofuel or generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I would think that would not be a good idea.
Understood. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
I have, yes.
Got it. And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No, I don't.
And do you donate money to environmental causes by any chance?
I don't.
Got it. Now, right now we are on a 75%, so we are about to end it out the survey, so thank you very much for that. Sir, let me ask you, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, lenders, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needs, jobs, and income to communicate to members, do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component, or it is fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'd say significant.
Significant? Got it. And like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
State money going into training for forest jobs?
Yes. Do you support or oppose?
I think that would be okay.
Understood. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operations and equipment using either timber harvesting or in forest product miles. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. And the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
I would support that.
Got it. Now, I am going to list several components on the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. We are about to end up the service here. So the first one says, create new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and miles. Support or oppose?
Support.
Support? Got it. And what about increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to the people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, immigrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good with it. I'm good.
Okay, and what about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues?
I'm on board. I'm on board.
And what about getting to school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide?
I would support that.
Understood. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
From college.
And what is your age?
67.
And how would you describe the community you live? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large city.
And now, is your annual household income less than $25,000, in between $25,000 and $49,000, between $50,000 and $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or plus $100,000?
25 to 50.
Understood. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
What was after liberal?
Yeah. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
I would say I'd probably go liberal, progressive.
Got it. And now, in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, or business management or administrator, or retire a homemaker, student, or not employee?
Retired.
All right. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right, sir, that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.